WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Love Jones is a modern romantic comedy of manners and missed opportunities. It was first shown at this year's Sundance Film Festival and won the Audience Award for Best Dramatic Feature. Like Waiting to Exhale before it, Love Jones puts a new face on film romance. Guest film critic John Anderson has a review.
The Nouvelle Beatniks of Theodore Witcher's Love Jones are smart. They're attractive. They're exceedingly hip. They spend their evenings at poetry jams and cocktail parties, quoting George Bernard Shaw and debating the erotic implications of a female god. They can discern the Gordon Parks influence in A Big City Still Life and distinguish between takes of a Charlie Parker solo. They drink white wine. They want true love. They can derail a romance with the nonchalance of hailing a taxicab. That they're all African Americans is both incidental and essential to Love Jones. While its story certainly isn't new, its complexion is. And the film draws the almost presumptuous conclusion that black people can populate a modern urban romance that isn't anatomically obsessed, abusively misogynistic, or riddled with gunfire. At a time when Hollywood's own Jones has been the compulsive reduction of blacks to either criminals or victims, pushers or addicts, sidekicks or sideshows, Love Jones has become remarkable simply by doing the obvious. At the same time, the film is more than just a novelty. We get caught up in the self-inflicted misery of its lovesick characters, who are portrayed by performers with some eclectic work behind them. Poet-novelist Darius Lovefall is played by Larence Tate, who is the homicidal O-Dog of Menace to Society and the fragile man-child of the inkwell and the shattered Vietnam vet of dead presidents. As Nina, the object of Darius' star-crossed attraction, we have Nia Long of Boys in the Hood, Made in America, The Recent Friday, and NBC's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Darius and Nina collide at the Sanctuary, a club where poetry, jazz, and sexual tension make up their own kind of cocktail. It's a place where the vagaries of love are examined and debated, and where Darius can explain his own theories of romance and what happens to it.
Romance is about the possibility of the thing. You see, it's about the time between when you first meet some fine-ass woman and when you first make love to her. Or when you first ask a woman to marry you and when she says, I do. When people who've been together for a long time say that the romance is gone, What they're really saying is they've exhausted the possibility.
Darius sees nothing but possibilities in Nina, but when she strikes up a conversation, he spills her drink. In an attempt to recover, he spontaneously entitles a poem Blues for Nina and delivers an erotic and embarrassingly graphic mating call from the Sanctuary stage. Nina fails to respond the way he intended, and she tells Darius there are subjects for poetry other than sex. Like what, he asks. She takes his pen, writes the word love on his hand, and seals his fate. Love Jones progresses along the well-worn track of boy meets girl, loses girl, reconciles, loses, and possibly reunites with girl, the problems all stemming largely from ego and a 90s-style aversion to emotional commitment. Writer and director Theodore Witcher shows a lot of insight into the chemistry of romance and how the potential lovers are willfully blind to what the audience sees so clearly, that these two are meant for each other. There's a terrific moment when Darius lets his guard down for the briefest instant, telling his friend Savon, who's played by Isaiah Washington, that he thinks Nina's the one, as in one true love, all capital letters and heavy breathing. Then, as he tries to backtrack and kid his way out of this very unmacho admission, Savon just smiles, knowing full well that his friend has been landed like a big fat fish. Like the affair it chronicles, Love Jones has its structural imperfections. Larence Tate, who was so powerful in Menace to Society, makes Darius a little too cool and callow for the sophisticated Nina, who long plays with enormous charm. Some of their misconnections seem to owe more to screenwriting than destiny. And where do the characters get the money for their expansive Chicago apartments? I haven't the foggiest idea. But Witcher directs with a great deal of style and a disarming amount of candor. Sometimes, Darius says, a man just wants to be held. Occasionally, a movie has the nerve to admit it.
John Anderson is a film critic for Newsday.